2014 NAFB Trey Talk FarmLink. Mark, I haven't seen you in a long time, but I'm so glad to see you back. Tell me a little bit about FarmLink, MachineryLink, and now your True Harvest program.
Well, Leah, most people remember MachineryLink as a combine rental program, which is we just completing our 14th harvest. And now we folded that name, that brand, under FarmLink. So that is our corporate head name brand. But now FarmLink is branching out into the data arena, and we have True Harvest, which is the first benchmarking tool for farmers to give them a true picture of how they're performing versus other growers with very, very similar conditions.
Well, let's go back just a little bit. Harvest has pretty much wrapped up in a lot of places. I've still seen some combines out there working. You guys start pretty early south working north, right?
Oh, yeah. We start delivering combines in April. And then we just basically follow as the harvest moves geographically, and we move combines from user to user, getting about 3 or 4 users per year on each machine. So we're really utilizing those assets in a much better format than a typical grower that's just going to use his combine for one harvest. So we're really helping him remove that heavy, expensive asset off his balance sheet and allowing him to just use a combine as an operating expense.
And, you know, for folks that aren't familiar with MachineryLink, 14 years you guys have been out there, but I know there's folks that still haven't heard about you. Tell me a little bit more, you know, how do they get involved and get in touch and find out how to get one of your pieces of equipment on their farm?
Well, of course, a lot of information is on our website, farmlink.com. And if you want to learn a little bit more about True Harvest, go to mytrueharvest.com. But basically, it's a very easy program. Get into a 1 or 3 year agreement with MachineryLink and FarmLink. We deliver a late model combine to your location, all ready to go. All you have to do is put the duals on, put the head on, and start harvesting. We take care of all the repair and maintenance. When you're done, you let us know. We come pick it up, and we move it to the next user. Of course, during the winter, we winterize them all, prepare them for the first user of the next season.
It's been a great program and obviously continuing to grow. True Harvest, going into the data side of things, data has been a big hot topic for a long time. Your program's a little bit different.
Our program is not affiliated with any input provider, any seed company, any fertilizer, or anything like that. We're simply providing growers sort of like a report card, how they are performing, how their fields are performing against similar fields with similar soil type, similar weather, similar topography, dozens of conditions that we take into our database and layer upon layer, and then scrub it down through algorithms, and we produce both graphically and on a chart how their actual yields are performing against everyone else given those same set of circumstances. So you can really focus on what parts of your farms or fields need the most help and what parts you're already maximizing.
Do folks need to be a FarmLink or MachineryLink customer? Do they have to use your equipment in order to do this?
It's not required, but there are definite advantages. If they you have their own equipment, we will provide our microfield recorders. They can install it very easily. We give them a lot of support in that regards. And then that data is captured and shared back with them at the completion of harvest. And if they are unable to get one of our field recorders on their combines, we can also take their data off of a flash card and still provide the same information. It just takes a tiny bit longer.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and all the information that you've showed me so far today, it's really kind of neat. What made you guys decide to get involved with this type of data sharing information?
That's a great question. Our leadership looked at our fleet and how many, you know, over 1 million acres of harvested every year. Now, all those combines have yield monitors and had the capability of capturing data that was going to be important down the road. It's like, okay, now what? How do we manage this data in a secure manner and share it back with our customers? And that was kind of where the concept of True Harvest originated. So it's come a long way through several iterations, but this seems to be really the one that growers are embracing and are using to make them better farmers.
you have ideas for the future, and I kind of wanted to touch on it a little bit. You're not telling people what to use or which brands to use, but there may be an option that they can get that information in the future.
Well, we're looking at the future generations of True Harvest. We're not going to stand still and just rest on our laurels. We're going to keep developing this product with grower input, by the way. We're out there reaching out to our customers, asking them, how are you using it? What would you like in the next version, next phase? And we're going to continue to improve this product. One possibility is maybe perhaps menus, solutions that have worked for other growers along the way that we would share with them. So there's a lot of opportunity out there, but we still will probably focus on, you know, our own assets versus trying to bring in others and try to pitch their products.
It's the 2014 National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. I'm Leah Guffey.